This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Broadcasting from the TGO Media World Headquarters, Studio H. Doug Reacharound is producing. He's the best podcast producer in America. He's also your friend and mine. He's a legend in this business. Starring Jeff Durant.
What up?
I am Brian Wise. This is TGO Radio. Season 15.
Episode
32.
Tied a record, right?
Tying the all-time record for episodes in a season.
I am fucking exhausted.
Which we will... You know what? I'll tell you, I'm anxious for the season to be over. I'm anxious for it to be over. It's time.
It's time. It is time.
It is, for a fact. Is that good, buddy? Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, it's a Coke Zero. And this fridge keeps them nice and fucking cold, too, over here, man.
I don't know what you got that fucking set up, but it's...
I didn't set out anything. It's whatever it is when you gave it to me. Yeah, man. I had that sitting in the office at my last job.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Having the space for a little fridge like that in the office at work is fucking nice.
Did you see my office at
that
last place?
I did. I think either once or twice.
Jesus Christ, I had a couch in there, and I had a fucking fridge in there. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should still be working there.
Yeah. Frankly.
Anyways, welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody. And recording, by the way, on Thursday, October 20th, for broadcast on Saturday, November 5th, right before the Election Day show.
Ooh, yeah.
Election Day, we've kind of changed some things around. Election Day will be our last recording day this year. So we'll do Election Night Live on the 8th.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. And then we won't see you again until January. Today also, let's see if I can find it real quick. I happen to see on the Twitter machine this morning is the 20th anniversary of this great moment in sports history.
Today is the 20th
anniversary.
Okay.
Well, what happened was that second game, we got our ass kicked. Or the second half, we just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly poo offensively.
Easy.
We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked.
Suck.
We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half. Horse. I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed. Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in that second half. It sucked. It stunk.
Jim Mora, when he was coaching the Saints.
God love you, Jim. Best press conference I've ever heard.
He was not long for the Saints after that. I think he quote unquote resigned not long, a day or two after this. But he was, 20 years ago today. Sergeant Pepper taught the band how to play.
Oh, I got it. Sorry, I missed that reference. I get it.
We did a show that posted a week or two ago, and somewhere in the show, I say, it's late September, and I don't follow it up with, and I really should be back at school. And every time I listen to it, I've been angry at myself for not getting it right. I've been angry at myself.
I really should be back at school.
Yeah. Yeah. This is fucking good also. Oh. God damn it. I am a pimp for the Coca-Cola company,
oh,
man.
Oh, dude.
Cherry Coke is just fucking where it's at. Holy fuck balls.
I'm not one of those guys. I'll drink a Pepsi. If somebody hands me a cold Pepsi, I'll fucking drink it. I think it's really good, but I just would prefer a fucking Coca-Cola.
Cherry Pepsi I'll drink like crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
But not like regular Pepsi. I can't do.
Yeah.
For some reason, I can't. Man, but I'll fuck up a cherry Pepsi. That's no bullshit. But this cherry Coke is really fucking, man.
Yeah.
At the store by my house, you got to hit it early Saturday morning if you want to get cherry Cokes and cherry Pepsi. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no shit. They run out.
Oh, yeah. No, because if you go Sunday afternoon or evening, everything's been picked over. So you got to go with the Blue Hairs on Saturday morning. So I got to get up at fucking 7:30 and go goddamn grocery shopping.
Go in there, you got all the fat bastards walking around with their carts, got all those 8 packs of soda draped over the fucking sides.
I don't know why.
Fucking 450 pounds and the carts full of nothing but fucking frozen foods and cookies and donuts, and all around the rim are the fucking 8 packs of Mountain Dew and Coke and hey, fucking produce is over there, fat ass.
Oh, anywho.
Says your 300 fucking co-host.
I wasn't going to say it.
I'm just big boned.
Are you?
I am.
I was when I was young. And I got fat. Oh, man. Well, I'm afraid we have to sooner than normal, I think, this week we need to get into the news because we have, and I'm not ashamed to tell you this, an embarrassment of riches on the news front this week. Buddy, and I'm here to tell you, an embarrassment of
fucking
riches.
Bring it on.
All right.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
59-year-old home inspector was caught on camera during a home inspection pleasuring himself with an Elmo doll.
Elmo, no light. Tickle me there.
In 2021, has been convicted.
Oh.
After just one day of deliberation.
Yeah?
Yes. This is how the story sounded when it broke a year ago. A little something like
this. Lieutenant, tonight, a story so disturbing, we want to warn our viewers, make sure the kids are in bed or out of the room. It involves a disgusting act with a beloved character from Sesame Street.
Oh.
You know, it's disgusting to you.
Hey, man, fucking Elmo has needs, too.
Yeah. Oh, Judgy McJudgerson.
Oh, shit.
Gee whiz. I bet you call yourself open-minded, too. Scumbag.
A home inspector caught on a nanny cam pleasuring himself with a stuffed toy while on the job.
April 2001, it was about a year and a half ago.
Oh, holy shit.
This is the news report from a year and a half ago when he first got caught.
Fox 2's Taryn Hasher here now with more on the story. Taryn?
Well, Huel, let's put it this way. Technology can be a blessing and a curse.
Shut the fuck up. We know.
The camera in the baby's room triggered by movement and...
Triggered!
caught exactly what the...
Triggered by rapid movement.
Yes, rapid movement of the wrist. Fuck Elmo's mouth.
You just gotta go in there. You gotta just jerk off real slow so it doesn't trigger the camera.
I don't have time to jerk off slow. I got stuff to do. I don't have time.
Home inspector was doing.
I mean, it's just... Wow.
It's
oh, here
often.
We go. Everybody's righteous indignation.
I can't believe it.
It was just... I don't know.
I gotta tell you, cocks are gonna be a recurring theme this week, too, on the fucking TGO Radio podcast.
You hear a reaction like that from the Oakland County Sheriff, and it's not often you hear of an act so appalling. On March 12th, before selling...
Jeez, I don't know. How about the fucking Catholic Church fucking systemically hiding priests that diddle fucking kids? Fuck you.
Yeah, we'll move him to another parish. He won't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be all right.
An Oxford Township couple let this man into their home on Gill Street for a routine inspection that turned into anything but. They left, never suspecting.
Never suspecting.
59-year-old man would allegedly...
59, man. It's like... Wow.
So you got a home inspector coming there. Mm-hmm. They're selling their home.
Or something.
Probably,
right.
Or something like right. that. So, I mean, I don't know this for sure, but if they didn't know the guy, why the fuck would you leave? Okay, we're going to go now. Just, you know, lock the door on your way out. Why the fuck would anybody in their right mind do that?
I'm in the construction business. That shit happens. People got meetings or they want to not be in the way or, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Be in the way.
I mean, now they will. I bet you they never miss another meeting, this couple.
Fill his sexual urges with their child's Elmo doll.
I mean, we don't need to start being honest about how sexy Elmo is.
Okay, but Elmo has big cavity.
What's that scene from fucking... Do a YouTube search for Family Guy...
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Animal puppet or something like that.
We now return to VH1's Behind the Music, Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
It must have been around 1979 when animals started snorting crushed up pieces of felt. Got pretty ugly.
Me had big problem before me found God.
He like threw me down and he said, I hope your puppeteer has big hands because I'm not using lube.
Me no remember that, but me believe it happened.
Me no remember. Believe it
I
happened.
I fucking howled. The first time I saw that.
While he was in there, he took that opportunity to be in a baby's nursery. And worse, while he's in the nursery, for whatever sick reason, finds himself...
Hey, all right, I can do without your commentary, all right? Jesus. Come on, man.
In need of sexually gratifying himself with a Tickle Me Elmo...
Tickled him, all right?
Come on. He sure did.
It tickled him. As advertised.
So, I'm assuming, so it's if it's a Tickle Me Elmo doll, then it's not a puppet that you can put your hand up into, right?
No, I think
so. So he's not got his hand up in there with that thing right
out. Elmo, fuck your mind. Tickle this, Elmo.
Yeah, tickle your tonsils, Elmo.
Tickle the underside of my ball bag, Elmo. You fucking whore.
Tickle me.
Doll.
The disturbing sexual act revealed.
God, we get it. Every time somebody comes on.
I know. If they don't say it's disturbing, you might forget. Every 13 seconds.
The room triggered the nursery camera. The image shows when Kevin Van Leeuwen picked up the Tickle Me Elmo doll. The homeowner shocked when she was alerted on her cell phone.
You bitch. Being at the PTA meeting. Oh, something's going on at the home. Oh my God.
Oh my stars.
She looked at her.
Oh my star.
I do believe I've got the vapors.
Oh my stars. I do believe I have the vapors.
Phone at the...
I think I need some iced tea.
Video feed and saw him... It looked like he was not inspecting. It looked like something was going on.
Oh, he was inspecting.
He was inspecting. Let me tell you something, buddy.
Has this guy never jerked off? Does he not know what happens? He was inspecting.
Went on, so she hit the record button, and lo and behold, she ended up capturing something that certainly no one of their right mind could imagine.
It didn't take long for her to figure out what he was doing with Elmo.
Really?
After hitting record, she immediately contacted the Oakland County Sheriff's Office.
Our deputies confronted him.
Boy, have I got something for you.
Yeah. Yep.
Initially, he denied it.
I don't know how to explain this, but I've got a video.
Initially, he denied it.
No, he sure did, Jeff.
And then they told him that it was on video, and then he apologized.
Oh, sorry. Wah, wah.
Pleasured, 59 years old, huh?
Pleasured himself with the doll and then returned it to its original location. So he dropped a load on it and put it right back where it was. Yep.
Hey, honey, why don't you go upstairs and play with your Tickle Me Elmo doll? A few minutes later, comes down. Mommy, Elmo said he needs a bath.
Why is it?
He needs a rape shower to cry.
Elmo needs a rape cake.
Rape cake. Jesus. I forgot about the rape cake.
Oh, how could you forget about that? Sorry about the rape. Here's a cake.
Well, let me guess. They probably took that doll down and did a fucking rape kit on it, didn't they? Gave it counseling.
The apprehension team arresting the home inspector on Wednesday. He's been charged with aggravated indecent exposure and a misdemeanor charge of malicious destruction of property. But perhaps...
Gee whiz.
Delicious destruction of property.
Am I right, you guys? I think they threw the book at him for that. I think they made up stuff to get him on for that one.
What's even...
You ever see a guy get arrested and they come up with charges like, you know, fringing on the delinquency of a of a horseshoe or something.
Just start throwing just fucking legal buzzwords in.
Yeah. You know they want to convict a guy when they come up with, you know, laws from 1871. <you know>? The manumission of the what?
More disgusting. After abusing the doll, Van Leeuwen put it back like nothing ever happened.
After abusing the doll.
He just put it back like nothing happened. Well, got away with that one.
Well, goes downstairs, gets a fucking beer out of the fridge. Like,
nothing for me today, thanks. Yeah. He's done. He fucking dropped his load like, well, let's get back to work.
Puts it back on the shelf.
No, I think
gets
it was...
Gets his clipboard out, looks around, check.
No, I think it was in a crib, actually, I think.
It was what?
In a crib.
Oh, boy.
Based
this
on
great.
Based on the screen cap I saw.
Oh, let me guess, you've got the video, don't you?
No. I just saw the screen cap with the story. It was all I saw. And, yeah.
Put the doll back, which Mom would have never known had she not kept.
Something tells me she would have known.
Yeah.
She'd have found the rivulets of dried gum across Elmo's cheeks and eyes.
When you go up there and you look at Elmo, and his fucking mascara's all running down his face. Lipstick is all fucked up. You know he's been out blowing.
Oh.
You pick it up and none of the arms move. It's just stiff. My mother's got a mink coat, doesn't need a hanger anymore.
you got so much cum across that fucking doll, you thought I had a meeting with a Fox News executive. Who's the guy from the Today Show that was also trying
Matt
to fucking...
Matt Lauer. Oh, yeah.
Another one. Yeah. I wish the Fox guy was the only fucking creep, but...
Yeah, no, they're all creeps.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them are.
Yeah.
That's one of those ew kind of thought processes.
Is it?
Second that. Well, Van Leeuwen expected to be back in court in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, as a condition of his bond, he is not to be alone in a house he doesn't own and will have to get a mental health evaluation.
Yeah, I wonder how that went.
You're a 59-year-old man.
Was convicted last week Wednesday of aggravated indecent exposure after authorities said he used the child's Elmo doll to pleasure himself.
Dude, can you imagine?
Yes, I can.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if you and I got called up for jury duty at the same time and got interviewed for that case? Look, Your Honor, we're more than willing to sit in on the jury, but we'd like to bring in our recording equipment if you don't mind. Because this is fucking gold,
this
Jerry.
Is gold,
it's
Jerry.
Gold.
You all.
And Taryn, if he confessed to doing it this time, has he done it before in other homes?
That's probably a dollar question, Junior.
It's a one-off thing.
One time, yeah. I've only ever jerked off at work once.
That is a very good question. I'm sure there are a lot of people right now, perhaps recognizing his name or his face, wondering what could have happened when he may have inspected their home.
Going to start sniffing around on the dolls. Looking for
don't have a Sailor Moon doll or anything like that in the house. That Janice, though, from Electric Mayhem, am I right? Some tits on her, am I right?
Go in the kids' room, all the Barbie's hair stuck up straight.
What the hell's wrong? yeah. I love also that the guy in the studio asked the reporter a question she didn't know the answer to.
Yes.
I said, well, I bet there are a lot of people who are...
I mean, just... You.
Harumph, 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 harumph.
It's a story you'll only see on 13 tonight. A woman says she got a sexually transmitted disease after the janitor at her office got a hold of her water bottle.
Buddy, I told you.
Christ.
I told you.
Wow.
An embarrassment of riches this week on TGO Radio.
Janitor charged now with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. ABC 13.
Cock?
Yep.
Reporter Jessica Willis.
Is he black?
I'm sorry. Hang on. This cannot be.
ABC 13 reporter Jessica Willie spoke to the...
Willie. Jessica Willie? Willie is who you put on that case? So the guy with his cock out? Willie.
They put her on?
Nothing.
Willie?
Willy nilly. Jessica Willie? Okay.
Yeah.
Kathleen Willie, whatever the fuck her name was.
The victim.
Wasn't that the woman Clinton raped? Was it Kathleen Willie?
Which one?
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
And joins us live with more on this truly disturbing case.
Listen, did you catch the Elmo story, lady?
Yeah. I got one I'd like to email to you. We opened the show with it.
Jessica.
Yeah, the victim says her life is forever changed after what this man allegedly did. She suspected he was tampering with her water bottles when he cleaned her office after hours. Video confirmed her suspicions.
Is he jerking off in her water bottle?
No.
Some of these details are graphic.
Oh, no.
This individual... is a sick man.
50-year-old Lucio Diaz.
Thank you.
50. Another guy in his 50s, man. Like, is it just that you start it when you're 20 and you get sloppy in your 50s and get caught? Or what's happening?
Was inside the victim's office last month to clean her water bottle out in the open. What happened next is disturbing.
This is the second time. We know it's disturbing. Quit fucking telling us. We know. Get a thesaurus. We got it.
Pulls out his penis and proceeds to...
I'm going to back this up a little bit. Now, we need to try hard not to fucking laugh over the description. Because the description she gives is first rate. Yeah, it's pretty solid.
And proceeds to stick his penis into my water... probably, I would say maybe halfway in, and then tilt the bottle back and basically rinse his penis into my water.
I can't stand it.
The new Ronco penis washer.
Boy, my cock is fetid today. It's
telling you, man.
Man, I could really use a fucking cock bath right now. Wait a minute. What's this?
She gets there the next day. Hey, who put onion soup in my water bottle? Oh, I think I killed him. But listen, it's not bad, but you put too much salt in it.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, I think I killed him.
He left. Oh, my God. Oh, that's it. We might be done. Oh, he's back.
I will tell you exactly what happened. I almost finished that drink of cherry coke, and it was most of the way down, and you said that. And
I didn't realize you were
fucking nose.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
That's what Elmo said.
It all came up my nose, and it was fucking... As I was leaning over the fridge laughing, it was cascading out of my nose. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me. That, you know what? That's my fault for taking a drink, though.
Yeah.
How many times have I said that to you? Don't drink during the show, dummy. Oh, fuck me. Oh. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Whew. Goddamn comedic genius. Fuck you. God damn it.
The same thing caught on camera not once but 2 days in a row, says the victim.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Has he been dubbed the Swizzle Stick Janitor?
Who does not want to be identified?
Who doesn't want to be identified?
The fucking victim.
Oh, okay.
Police investigation still...
Now, we already have identified the victim. Said it was a water bottle.
Well...
I mean, they were all upset about an inanimate fucking stuffed doll getting fucked. Let's fucking do the same for a water bottle.
Not so fast, my friend.
Underway, she shared only this still image from video that ABC 13 watched.
I was very scared. And I immediately thought, what if he has a disease?
In late August, she noticed a foul smell in the employee water dispenser, like this one at the doctor's office where she works on the East Freeway. Then in late September, she thought her own water bottle had been tainted with urine. Sure enough, court records say a urinalysis confirmed it. But it was a spy camera she bought that left no questions, she says. And further testing brought devastating news to the married mother of two.
I learned that I acquired an STD.
Holy shit! Jesus!
Okay, got it.
She got the herpaderp.
Yes, she did.
Oh, holy cow.
Got the herp.
Wow, damn.
He has also...
carried that forever, like luggage.
Yeah, like luggage.
Come back as having tested positive for.
Did he violate you?
Of course.
Well, I mean, not in the conventional sense, but like in the, you know, you don't dip your fucking disease-infested cock into a fucking someone's water bottle, you fucking animal. And then in the fucking, like, in the you know, like in the office, you know, fucking water jug or whatever the fuck they call those.
Jesus Christ, man.
He did. That's what he did to me. He gave me an STD that...
I think this is an elaborate fucking ruse. She caught the nail from some guy she fucking met on, you know.
Fucking, she got the fucking herp from this guy and didn't even have any fun getting it.
No.
I will have for the rest of my life. Nothing's going to change it.
I don't know why we think that's funny.
I don't know. Because we're fucking really poor excuses for human beings.
Nothing's going to make it better for me. In fact...
Yeah, you know, it gets better. You can fuck with it. You'll be all right. You can fuck with it eventually. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
I feel like for the rest of my life, I'm just going to have to be careful.
Diaz has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah, it was. That's the way it used to be when I had sex, too, buddy. Am I right?
Assault with a fucking awesome weapon, right?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Am I fucking right? I tell you what the three drop... I found out what the three drop loads are about.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I intellectually figured it out. You know, when you get to it, for those of you at home, if you've not listened to every episode this season, and why haven't you? But this has been our best season. Where have you been?
Where are you?
What the fuck else have you got going on? Nothing. It comes on a Saturday. Quit acting like you're working. You don't work. But you know, when you get to a certain age, you know, whereas before you would have, let's say, arcing ropes of jism, you those are replaced by three-drop loads. I think I figured out, intellectually figured out, that the three-drop load is evolution's way of telling you that your seed is no longer needed in the world.
Didn't Sammy Hagar do a song like that?
Oh, a three-drop load?
One, two, three-drop.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's a bad. Oof. That's an album I loved as a teenager.
That was Montrose. That wasn't Sam.
That was Sammy.
Was it Sammy by himself? Okay.
Three Lock Box.
Three Lock Box, man.
Woof. Daddy-o. Wow. I mean, as a teenager, I loved it.
Yeah.
And then I got older and I went, oh, this is fucking trash.
This is terrible.
It's terrible.
What the hell is wrong with me?
Oh, this is terrible.
Court records show he is currently in ICE custody. The Mexican national's immigration and work status unclear.
Oh, nothing gets you bounced out of the country faster than fucking
repatriating your fucking disease onto nationalized citizen.
Mm-hmm.
The victim says he continued to work
at victim.
The building even after.
Wait a minute, the victim was a dude?
No.
Oh.
And work status.
The janitor kept working.
The victim says he continued to work at the building even after management was notified. She is working with an attorney.
They have a duty.
Duty.
To protect everybody that is in that building.
By the way, are you watching the new Beavis and Buttheads?
No.
What the fuck are you doing? It is terrific.
Especially the tenants that pay their rent there.
Oh, there's a fucking other goddamn ambulance chasing attorney on the case.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Yep, of course.
And they wholly failed in those duties and responsibilities.
The building's owner, Altera, responded, saying management cooperated with Houston police as soon as they were made aware. Quote, they were advised by the police to not alert or approach the alleged perpetrator so that he could be arrested. He was arrested when he returned to the building.
He assaulted me. He took away my peace of mind.
HPD major offenders investigators believe more people have been infected and more charges could follow.
Since then, 11 other potential victims have come forward and are continuing to be tested for sexually transmitted diseases. Court documents say.
This guy needs a bullet in his head.
You are not lying, brother.
Jesus. Wow, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Was Elmo tested for anything like that?
But it can't touch my three lock box. Buddy, I'm telling you, you're 16. Oh, yeah. Buddy, when you're 15 or 16, this is it. Like, this is the... I listened to this at some point in my
life. I have not heard this in years, and yes,
buddy.
This is not as good as I remember
it.
No,
it's fucking terrible. This is the lead.
Three drop loads.
This is the first song on the record. So the fucking label went, this is the one. This is we're kicking off the whole album with this.
His best days were definitely with Eddie and Eddie and the boys.
Oh yeah. Treasures here,
sunken there, buried treasures everywhere. Fuck it.
Fucking awful.
Wow.
Fucking the shits.
I'd rather listen to Ted Knight's album. This is really bad.
Yeah, buddy.
I have not listened to this in a long time. I mean, probably since... This is really bad.
Yeah, it's very...
How is this a hit?
It's very... Oh, I don't know that it was, but it was the title track for this piece of shit record. Oh.
Easy. Best part of the song right here.
Got it.
Why didn't they do this throughout the whole song? See, they ain't got this stupid shit.
Oh, just the shits.
This song sounds like you're playing it like in vinyl form, and the record keeps speeding up and slowing down.
This is audio diarrhea, that song. Holy shit.
Well, we start tonight with our big story, a Republican candidate for the Maricopa County Community College Governing Board is suspending his campaign after a report.
What the hell? What happened? This is what happens when you allow fucking underneath sound to dominate your news broadcast. Asshole can't figure out why the sound's playing.
Suspending his campaign after reports of sexual indecency. Documents show that Randy Kaufman was arrested in surprise several weeks ago.
Team 12's Colleen Sikora is looking into what police say happened and what's next for the race.
Well... The white race or the human race?
Right.
What are we talking about here? Because
first, we do want to warn you that some of the...
Here we go.
Is another, it graphic?
Another fucking warning.
Is it graphic? Oh.
Content.
They don't tell you this when they show you fucking, you know, footage from bombings in fucking Ukraine or anything like that. Hey, this is graphic. It could be disturbing. Nah, because that shit is just normal now.
I get no kick from Ukraine.
Police say happened, and what's next for the race?
It's Maricopa County, right?
Yeah.
That's
Phoenix,
so
baby.
So it's white race,
Phoenix.
So it's, you know.
Yeah, they got some minorities there.
Not for long.
My former editor loves the black dick, man. I got a female editor in Phoenix who loves the black cock. A former editor, yeah, years ago. Ooh, she fucking loves, it does stuff to you. Because her fucking, her sense of judgment is fucking completely gone out the window. Holy smokes. Yeah, that black cock must do stuff to you, because holy cow.
First, we do want to warn you that some of the content in this story is graphic and may disturb some viewers.
Oh.
As a police report details how a Maricopa Community College's police officer found Kaufman in...
Maricopa County Community College police officer. Now, in case you thought your career has fucking reached its peak.
Yeah.
You're not a community college police officer. You've still got somewhere to go. You can always go higher, yeah. Kids.
In his truck and arrested him on sexual indecency a couple weeks ago. It's campaign signs still up in the West Valley that match the name on a police report dated Tuesday, October 4th, where a police officer for Maricopa Community College's police department details how he found Randy Kaufman committing a lewd act in his truck. The truck was parked at Rio Salado College's Lifelong Learning Center. That center in Surprise, next door to a preschool and child care center.
Oh, no. Can you fucking leave the kids alone, please?
Well, I think that he...
No, I'm asking
there.
You. Please, can you leave the kids alone?
No. They're sexy. Have you seen them? I like dinosaurs. Yeah, I know. Fuck.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, huh?
The police report detailing a conversation between the officer and Kaufman. The officer asking, why would you do that here?
Just guy just sitting in his truck jerking off. Leave him alone. You know? He had to get some poison out. Okay?
Kaufman replying, I'm just really stressed out. I have a lot of things going on.
Just had to get some. Yeah. He had to get it out.
He could be raping somebody. Leave him alone. He's sitting in his truck jerking off.
Exactly.
Leave him alone. Everybody thinks it's cute when the gorilla does it at the zoo. Leave him alone.
I don't know if anybody thinks it's cute. Exactly.
Okay. I think it's cute when the gorilla does it at the zoo.
I also think it's cute. And that's why we sit across from each other once a week and do a show together. I think it's adorable.
Maricopa Community College District declined to comment because of pending litigation.
You think fucking Doug's ever fucking rubbed one out back there when we're in here just doing our stupid shit?
Oh, my God.
I don't even want to think about that.
He just drops it right into the trash can. Just, he fucking gets to the vinegar strokes. He fucking gets up on his tippy toes and fucking drops his foul load in my trash.
Gross.
Don't even come in here to defend yourself. Reach around, you savage.
To 12 News, Kaufman said he's suspending
vinegar strokes. There's like five different turns of phrase that have stuck with me since I watched that show. Vinegar strokes.
Eskimo brother.
Eskimo brother.
Eskimo brother.
I love the term Eskimo brother. Shit sipper.
Dude, I need to go back and watch the first few seasons of that again, because those first few seasons are fucking gold.
They're great. Jesus Christ. You turned me onto that show, and it's the first two, three seasons
Stosh
especially.
Turned me onto that show. God damn.
First two, three seasons especially. Really
fucking
funny.
The best. You get fucking Seth Rogen on there as Dirty Randy. Jesus Christ.
Randy.
Him and what's his name's brother-in-law shooting at porno at the library.
Rafi.
I still have a clip. I still have a fucking clip on my phone of him teaching a self-defense class to the neighbor ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Do you remember that? I will have to fucking pull that up.
Forever Unclean.
Oh, my God.
Sits in my memory. Baby Jeffrey, Forever Unclean.
Yes.
His campaign due to, quote, a personal legal matter.
He's going to suspend his campaign, Jeff.
Is he really?
He got caught jerking off in a truck by a fucking kid's school, and he's going to...
In the police report, Kaufman told the officer he knows another officer with the department and says he's running for the governing board of the district.
Yeah, well, Kaufman's not anymore.
Yeah.
Now you're the fry cook at fucking McDonald's, so...
Democratic opponent Kelly Butler calling the charges extremely troubling, adding Mr. Kaufman acknowledged guilt and tried to leverage his candidacy. Needless to say, that's unacceptable. The police report says that the...
I think what she needs to say is, holy shit, we are handed a gift here.
The case has been referred over to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office for a charging decision. And 12 News has learned that that could be a felony because of how close police say Kaufman was to that
child. And you're a felon.
I got nothing to hide.
I got nothing to hide.
Come on over, officer. Yeah, come on over. Shits, vinegar strokes.
That fucking Eskimo brother, man.
Oh. I've got several Eskimo brothers. Sheesh. Many, many, many Eskimo brothers. Many, many French fries. Remember when stupid Trump had Alabama to the White House? They had won the national championship.
Oh, yeah.
But the government was on strike, so they couldn't
serve them. Burger King and shit.
It's like a
piece of shit.
Well, we got burgers here and many, many French fries. I've been like the last 4 years going, many, many fries, many, many French fries.
Oh, that guy. That fucking Trump guy.
Whatever happened to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to find out next year what happened to him, everybody. He's going to run again.
You think he is?
Yep. Well, I sure do, Jeff. Unless they get him in prison for something.
Welcome back. A Prince George's County restaurant's apologizing tonight for not doing enough after a customer died in the bathroom.
You got it. You got it.
Okay.
Yep. You got it.
There it is.
Oh, man, she was taking after me, Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I wish she must have had 16 pounds of stool in her.
Ladies and gentlemen, the king.
No, I was clenching too hard. I was trying to push it out too hard, man. And, you know, sometimes when you take pills, you can't shit right, and it just kind of backs up in your system there, Daddy. And you're kind of trying to force one out one day, and then you have a heart attack. It sounds like this.
Sounds like a hound dog coming out.
And you're dead on the floor, Daddy. Haven't heard from the king in a long time.
Have not. Nice to king to drop by.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be everywhere where I'm not landed on the bathroom floor. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to Prince George's County Restaurants. Apologizing tonight for not doing enough after a customer died in the bathroom.
So this happened on Wednesday.
Didn't just smell like she died. She actually died in there.
Wednesday night in Largo at Jasper's. Fox 5 has reaction from customers.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, I know.
Jesus, they have reaction from jackoffs.
I was hoping for 3 hours of customer reaction to this.
Management here at Jasper's tells me that they thought they were doing the right thing, but
wait. When you have to start a statement like that,
yeah,
hey, listen, we thought we were doing the right thing. Let's get that out of the way first.
We were going to throw in a tub like Morrison, but we just decided against it.
Best of intentions.
Oh, yeah.
Best of intentions.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck did they do?
They shoved a ham sandwich in her face like Mama Cass.
Monday.
Monday. You know, I gotta say this about Mama Cass. A lot of binging, no purging. By the way, I'm supposed to say that about Mama Cass. She was recording a solo record, Mama Cass was.
Yeah.
And did a version of Dream a Little Dream of Me that is haunting.
Oh, no, I love that. I've got that. Yeah, no, it's...
Very good.
Dude, she had a great voice,
yeah,
man.
She was great. And she didn't die from a ham sandwich. That's just kind of the joke. But she actually...
Yeah, she did a great version of Dream a Little Dream. It's
haunting.
Yeah, it is. Fucking fantastic.
Some customers are questioning why they kept their doors open during such a tragic event.
Yeah, you know. I mean, what are you going to do?
What do you do? You put one of those yellow things out there that says, hey, don't slip on the dead guy.
Don't slip on the juices being voided by the dead body.
Watch for corpses.
It just smelled like someone died in here. It didn't actually die.
Something like that was very disheartening. This woman is a usual here at Jasper's, so when she noticed that people were chatting on social media about what happened Wednesday night,
she
saw people chatting about this on social media and just had to get her fucking 2 cents in there.
Yeah, she had to run down there and be on the news, Jeff.
Jesus.
You know what happened, right?
Fuck these people. Fuck these people.
What happened?
That's one of my favorite clips.
Oh, yeah.
And Wednesday night, she was stunned.
And it said... And the people were stunned.
Yep.
A woman died in Jasper's restaurant yesterday in the bathroom.
Prince George's County Police say it happened around...
Uh-oh. That was a good one.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
6:30, a call came in about a death investigation.
Talking about a goddamn death investigation. It's the last goddamn time I want someone to use his fucking brain.
Trying to serve chicken masala here, and I got to do a goddamn death dedication.
This fucking death investigation. And I want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see. The last goddamn time.
We're up to our long-distance
dedication. Yeah.
And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand.
Never get tired
whether we
of
have kids or pets
never.
Or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati.
Jeff, if we
never get tired of listening to this clip. Jeff, never.
If, If we do this show into our 80s, I will never get tired of this fucking clip.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
You know what I decided? I'm going to wait for your neighbor to die, then buy their house.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. On that one side of you there.
Yeah?
So when they die, let me know.
Are you saying you want to, you know, plan that, make that happen? If so, I'd like you to turn the recording stuff off now.
No.
Jesus Christ, that woman comes up dead. I'm fucked.
You? House can't be worth that much. It's got old people living in it. They can't maintain the fucking thing. Can't be worth that much. Although that is a nice piece of ground they got out there.
Oh, it's very nice.
Yeah, it's a...
Well, she's out there mowing every other day.
Well, yeah, because she's got nothing else to do. Right. She's fucking 312.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's great.
Did the old man die? Is he just...
Yeah, he's been gone for, 3 or 4 years now.
Is that right?
Maybe 5, something like that. Yeah.
You know why men die so much earlier than women?
Because we're idiots.
They want to. That's why. Especially married men.
And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named...
That's what this will be. When we get into our 80s, and we've talked about this on the show before, we'll, you know, they'll just set us up in a nursing home with a couple of mics in front of us, not connected to anything, and somebody will just play this clip over and over, and we'll make the same fucking jokes.
Right.
Jesus Christ, speaking of that, I saw a fucking, I don't think I sent it to you, a fucking TikTok video come up on my phone. This fucking black guy sits down at his keyboard and it says, when you go to look up information on dementia on Google, and all the fucking links are purple already.
See, the joke is he doesn't remember searching them before. See, that's the...
I fucking laughed.
Ladies and gentlemen. That's the kind of highbrow comedy you could expect.
Yes.
Snuggles. But he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again.
Goddamn death investigation.
Coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions.
He just went from fifth right into overdrive.
Buddy, he has had it.
Mm-hmm.
How many times does he have to tell you this?
Going to somebody dying, you know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but God damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
It's
a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Goddamn death investigation.
Boy, somebody should have opened that studio door and just fucking clocked him.
I'd fucking murder him.
Bounced him off every fucking wall in there.
Armenian fucking half a man. Go fuck yourself.
This woman is a usual here at Jasper's. So when she noticed that people were chatting on social media about what happened Wednesday,
I had to go down there and be seen, by God.
Day night, she was stunned.
And it says, a woman died in Jasper's restaurant yesterday in the back.
Just a little bit too much. Just pushing a bit too hard. You know what I mean? She's in the John. That was exhausting. That's probably about what it sounded like from her asshole at the end. And then she was pushing a little bit too hard, and her heart gave out, because clearly it's been decades of fries and, you know, beer-battered fish and fucking, you know, who knows what else. Fucking chicken fried steak.
Prince George's County Police say it happened around 6:30. A call came in about a death.
God, I want to die that way.
What, on a toilet?
Just shitting in a Barnes & Noble and I fall over in the stall. Oh, my stupid fat face pressed against the fucking stall door.
Your fucking glasses all over your face.
Fucking, no. I've had the glasses off for several minutes because I took them off because I was sweating so hard. I just fucking, they open the door and I come, my fucking fat carcass comes cascading out onto the floor. Ugh. Just fluids exiting my stupid body. Ugh. God damn, I want that more than anything. Ugh.
Investigation. A woman was unconscious in the bathroom. Management here says they immediately closed the restroom.
Yeah.
The restroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was where the problem was. What are you going to do?
The men's room, we had an attendant there who made sure, obviously, it would turn into unisex.
But people are asking why the restaurant didn't do more.
I thought they should have. They would have had to stay, they would have had to close until they found out what caused her death.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery, Scoob.
It's the worst game of Clue I've ever seen. It was the French fries in the restaurant.
Best thing was for them to close immediately and at least secure that situation.
Can we act like this is not the fucking 9/11 of dead bodies?
Right, exactly.
We just stop already?
Everybody's fucking up in arms. Jesus, fucking relax. God damn. You were reading about it on social media. Here's what you can do. Stay the fuck home.
Have you considered minding your own business for once?
Have you ever thought about not giving a fuck about every fucking thing that happens? Huh? Have you ever thought about that? Every fucking thing that happens doesn't need your fucking input. God damn. Oh. Like, it gives me a headache, these idiots.
I used to think that in the early days of the show, I'd rant and rave. I used to think I'd be the one having an aneurysm, but as the show goes
on, God damn.
I just laugh at you having them over there.
Not everything needs your fucking input and or opinion.
But not only that, but you had to run down there.
Yes! Stay the fuck home! I just gotta go down there. I might get on the TV. Everybody wants to be on TV. Everybody wants to be famous. I don't get that. I want to fly as far under the fucking radar as humanly possible.
They were filming a episode. This is many years ago. They were filming an episode of Hoarders in my town.
Mm-hmm.
And I
remember.
And I found out about it.
And you went.
And drove out there. And just kind of sat and kind of looked around a little bit. And finally, a producer walks over and goes, "Hey, you know," he goes, it was a she, by the way. She goes, "Hey, you know, you're kind of sitting out here as making people on the inside of the house uncomfortable." And I go, "Yeah, I bet." Yeah, I fucking bet.
Me sitting out here, not the fucking pile of shit in the house, really? That's what's making everybody in there uncomfortable? Really?
Remember in the early days of this show, we watched an episode of that?
Yes.
It was the first video store thing we did. Ooh, I hated every fucking frame of that.
I don't watch that show. Oh. I can't. It's not. Yeah, I don't. No, that's not my cup of tea.
No, because I just don't. I can't be screaming at the screen.
Yeah,
and that's what that show did to me.
Yeah,
I have an idea for a reboot of Hoarders, though. Here's the reboot. We come out. All right. We kind of you know have the camera crew go through the house. We kind of document your prolonged unchecked mental illness, okay? Then family member, someone they trust, takes them out to a movie or a fucking, series of garage sales for more fucking
shit. For more junk.
Cat corpses or whatever the fuck they can add to their house. And then when they get back to the house, they're shocked and horrified to discover that in the meantime, the house has been burnt to the ground.
Now, with granted, all their fucking shit in it.
All their shit in it. Now, granted, you can only do this a few episodes because, it's going to get out after a while.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, just picture the reactions on the faces of these societal burdens that no one gives a shit about. Just fucking imagine the looks on their dumb, demented faces. That's a show title. In minute 66,
their
dumb, demented faces.
But I don't know. I kind of thought "Tickle My Throat Elmo" was, pretty fucking good. But
you know what? Now I got it. Now I got to consider it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll send a text and we'll debate it. Yeah. Yep. But that's the show. Now you're only going to do one season of that, maybe three episodes, and you're not going to get an hour out of it. Unless you follow the fucking Dementoid to the movies or the yard sale or wherever they go, and they come home, boom, house is burnt to the ground. No effort to fucking save any of their shit. We'll pull the live animals out.
Holy shit, man.
We'll pull the live animals out, and that's it. That's it.
Can you imagine the look on their faces?
Oh, can you fucking... oh, wouldn't that be the fucking heart attacks and the fucking stroke outs? Oh, I fucking would love it so much. Oh, I hate them.
You know, that'd be a fun show to do with, like, a retard. You take him out, you take him to the circus, you buy him some cotton candy, shit and all that. And while they're gone, you have a crew, a team of people come in there and, like, completely redo the fucking house. Paint the outside of it, put a porch on it, just change the way the whole fucking thing looks. But they're driving down the street back home, and, you know, they've been out for a little while, so they're getting fucking nervous and all fucking tardy and edgy like they fucking do. And they get back, and they know they're driving. They recognize the street. They recognize the other houses around it. And they get home, but their house is totally fucking different.
Yeah.
Oh, the reactions would be priceless. Oh,
fucking, can you imagine? There is no fucking reason to live a life like that. Kill yourself if you live that way.
We're told the restaurant was full at the time, and people were still being seated.
Well, you had one open seat. I mean,
to be fair, I mean, you did have one.
One.
Sit across from whoever Fatso was there with, and I'm going to say that, Fatso. That's, you know. I don't think a marathon runner fucking had their blood pressure dip out in the fucking bathroom of this fucking
squeezing out a fucking turd.
Yeah. Yeah.
That place is called Jasper's, right?
Yeah.
Special the next night at Jasper's, by the way, was Long Pig.
Well told, joke. Yeah. I don't think a marathon runner who was squeezing out fucking rabbit pellet shits had a grabber and fell over in the stall.
You're thinking there was some cardiovascular disease going on there, maybe?
I bet they had to weigh the body at a fucking
truck stop.
Weigh station. That's a guess, and I don't know that for sure. But I bet she was a portly gal, is my guess.
Of ample girth.
Yes. Decades of not being able to wash your folds correctly. I bet is what happened there. Pig. Animal.
In a message to customers on Jasper's website, they say, under authorities' guidance, we closed the area to patrons until emergency services could arrive and follow the direction of the authorities.
Hi, this is Bob over at Jasper's. Hey, you know, I don't want to have you guys show up with all guns blazing or anything, but apparently an orca whale has died in our bathroom.
Hurry up, get it back to SeaWorld. That episode of The Simpsons.
We're going to need a wench and a fucking... We got to get it back into the tank as soon as we can. Push it out to the ocean, for God's sake. She was fat, get it? That's my... I'm just guessing. No one, you know, Jim Fix didn't die in the fucking stall at Jasper's.
Miguel Paella is one of the managers at Jasper's.
Miguel Paella.
At that moment, we thought we were doing the right thing. This is something that...
You never want to start a statement like that, dude.
Thanks, Vince McMahon. Got it.
You know, it takes a day to sink in, and then
you
realize...
I bet that guy didn't...
Well, hindsight's 20/20, ain't it there, PA, or whatever the fuck your name is.
I bet that guy didn't sleep that night, man. I mean, that's just like... I mean, you may not be the happiest with your station in life when you're the manager at Jasper's, but you still don't want to get fired because you got bills to pay.
You got bills.
And he just stared at the ceiling all night that night like, oh, my God, I'm fucked. An enormous, smelly woman died in my bathroom tonight. What the fuck are we going to do about that?
But on the flip side of that, you didn't fucking jerk off with an Elmo doll inside of somebody's house. So there's that.
Or out inside of an elementary school.
Right.
Maybe we were wrong.
Maybe we were wrong.
Maybe, really? Maybe?
Yeah. Well, how do you, you know, folks, you know, how many people half the people in that restaurant are going to go, fuck you, I'm eating. Kiss my ass.
You know what? Here's the thing. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Because if you'd have come out, hey, everybody need your attention. Somebody has passed in our bathroom, so we need everybody to leave now.
Yeah.
I just got my food. Fuck you. You're yeah.
Right.
So
right.
You're damned if you do in this country and you're damned if you don't. Fucking idiots we have in this country.
I'd have been happy that I had a story to tell. Yeah, exactly. I was out to dinner and a fucking fatso died in the bathroom. Smell like brisket coming out of there.
I didn't know you guys had barbecue here at Jasper's. I thought you were a seafood joint.
We don't. Just the smell of her corpse. Her corpsey dump. Infiltrating your nasal cavities right now.
Her corpsey dump.
Corpsey dump. This was my least favorite Muppet, by the way, also. Corpsey dump.
Told the paramedics arrived within 5 minutes and
tried. He was in a punk band called Corpsey Dump.
Yeah, were you?
A ska band, actually, yeah.
Tried to resuscitate the woman. The owner.
Tried to resuscitate her. Oh, my God. Can you imagine having to fucking. He's like, I'm not putting my mouth on that pig. Fuck you.
Fucking look over in the corner. There's a plunger there. All right, she's not making it. Let's she's get her out of here.
I'm not putting my mouth on her. Give me a plastic bag first. I'll put my mouth on her then. You out of your fucking mind?
Fred Rosenthal says the Rosenthal, owners arrived about 2 hours later, and the woman was taken out through the side door of the restaurant. Police say
through the side wall.
They had to cut the hole in the wall to get her out.
Took her out through the loading dock.
That's the same hole in the wall where the seafood comes in. We had to cut a hole in the wall and build a track so we could fucking roll her corpse out. Fatso.
Foul play. Management.
Yeah, no foul play suspected.
Really.
No,
yeah.
Jeff, no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You'll be stunned to know. No foul play suspected.
How about too many mozzarella sticks? Hmm? Yeah.
Cause of death, Americanitis.
Yeah.
As they aren't making excuses. The situation is new to them, but they are offering their...
No, we're not making excuses. That woman did not know how to fucking take care of herself. We're not making any excuses for that.
As the coroners arrived about 2 hours later, and the woman was taken...
Damn, take your time, by the way. What?
...out through the side door of the restaurant. Police say there was no...
Snuck her out the side door like Weekend at Bernie's wave. Bye!
Hey, goodbye, everybody! I'm going to go home and not be dead now. Zoinks.
I'll play. Management says they aren't making excuses. The situation is new to them, but they are offering their sincerest apologies and condolences.
And gift certificates to Jasper's, to all of the affected family members. And to have the...
Jasper, stay for the... Come for the food, stay for the corpses.
Yes. I'm going to name the bathroom after her. Or the stall. Pig T. Jones Memorial Bathroom Stall.
A fucking plaque up on the wall.
Maybe. Pig T. Jones. Okay.
Condolences.
If they feel that we disrespected them in any way, that is not what we were trying to do.
To stay it open.
That is exactly what we were trying to do.
You know, I mean, it's George Bush on 9/11. Like, do you get up and you're like, all right, kids, I got a fucking split. Like, you know, come on.
Jesus Christ, kids, have you heard what happened? I got to go.
Fucking Andy Card. Now, I don't know if Andy Card wrote a memoir. I don't know, but he's the guy that walked up to Bush that day.
Oh, is that the one that whispered in his ear?
Yeah.
Sweet nothings?
Yeah. And he fucking, and some kids are reading a fucking, you know, kid's book or whatever it was. So he comes walking up. Hey, not for nothing, but New York, we got some trouble. You know,
I remember seeing that video and the look on Bush's face like, we actually pulled it off. Jesus Christ, it worked.
It's the same look that Queen Elizabeth had when Diana died.
Jesus Christ, it worked.
You can't believe I got away with this. Are you fucking shitting me?
Fucking Bush is sitting there. They tell him, fucking Cheney did it.
Son of a bitch, he got away with it.
Son of a bitch, he did it.
Can't believe you. Thermite paint. Mind control.
That was a weird fucking day. And I say that. I don't want to take away from the fucking show. I say that not to take away from anything. I mean, I was, you know, we're 1,000 miles away from New York, roughly, or so where we're at, so we're not anywhere near it. But that really was the weirdest day of my life.
Yeah, it was
the weirdest day of my
strange.
Life. I didn't know what the fuck was coming when I woke up the next morning.
It was very strange. Yeah. It was a very strange time to be alive. Yeah. I would be interested to read a collection. So, like, one of the many books I have on Civil War, Lincoln, et cetera, is recollections from 100 different people who were in Ford's Theater that night.
Oh, wow.
And I would love to see something like that on the 9/11 thing, where it's just, you know.
Yeah.
I was in a deli in Manhattan. I was at the Pentagon. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to see.
Yeah, you know, like our generation before that happened growing up is, you know, where were you when Kennedy was shot? You know, the moon landing and Kennedy getting shot, those are two very, very different fucking emotions for people. So, you know, something like 9/11, Pearl Harbor, you know, I mean, that you never fades.
But like 9/11, they were, you know, done by the government.
Of course. Not the moon landing.
In a studio at Van Nuys.
That was done by Stanley Kubrick.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Oh, irresponsible.
Now, management goes on to say that they feel horrible about what transpired here yesterday.
We get it, management.
Feel bad.
We get it. Jesus.
I feel bad for you, all right? Now, get on with it.
God.
Process of finding the woman's family so they could apologize again and also see how they can support them during this time.
Give them some gift cards. I guarantee you it's a fat woman.
Those people are eating at Jasper's for free for the next month.
And as
what was the name? What was the name?
Pig T. Jones.
Pig T. Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Pig T. Jones' funeral. Wake catered by Jasper's.
It's a fucking casket with a Jasper's logo on it.
And a fucking basket deep fryer at one end.
Free breadsticks, hurry. Free breadsticks. Of course.
Free breadsticks to the first 100 mourners. I really have to fucking piss.
All right, very good.
Are we done?
Yes.
With this nonsense?
Yes.
It's a good show.
We had fun today.
We did. Had a lot of fun.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you on election night on TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.